You will not be able to stay home, brother.
Activist musician Gil Scott-Heron, whose music was a seamless blend of politics, percussion, and poetry, has died.
You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised.
The 62-year-old author and poet, whose sharp commentary on the problems of black people inspired generations of rappers and other musicians, died yesterday in New York City. He fell ill after a trip to Europe. NPR's Allison Keys has this remembrance.
The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people.
Gil Scott-Heron spoke his mind and lived his life without apology.
The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat.
Scott-Heron's 1970 debut album included the song many critics call his masterpiece, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. It's a diatribe, a clarion call-out to a black community that seemed paralyzed by what he saw as the mass media's trivialization of the social upheaval, poverty, and other challenges affecting people of color. In 1985, he told NPR,
"Well, I always thought if a song wasn't going to say anything, it ought to be an instrumental."
Scott-Heron said he'd always written songs that were about something and that there were a lot of things to comment about and the public and personal lives of the black community. He joked,
"That's a great pitfall. I understand that's one of the big problems with my music."
But the issues he dealt with were no joke at all. From this anthem of solidarity with blacks in then white-ruled South Africa, to his 1980s criticism of nuclear power, to his scornful attacks on the late President Ronald Reagan, Scott-Heron spoke out about ugly problems he says other songwriters weren't interested in covering. But in an interview last year with NPR's Guy Raz, he made it clear he didn't like being called a militant.
"I'm not militant. They're the ones that got the guns. I'm just trying to get what I paid for. They call it what they want. I am that way, and I've been that way all my life. And when I sing them songs and stuff, I mean that."
Well, he was the real deal.
NPR engineer Greg Gavin is a guitarist who toured with Gil Scott-Heron in the U.S. and Canada in 1983 and 1984. He says Scott-Heron suffered the burden of being famous and that some admirers looked at him almost like a deity.
Gil was like, "Hey, I'm eating lunch, don't bother me."
But Gavin also remembers Scott-Heron as a man who was sincere about his love for his people and a man with the courage to speak truth to power.
Gil was a tremendously courageous, especially artistically, because of the stances and the positions that he took, of course, were not easy.
"No matter how far wrong you've gone, you can always turn around."
Gil Scott-Heron was born April 1st, 1949, in Chicago. He was raised in Jackson, Tennessee, but later moved to New York City, where he was inspired by Harlem Renaissance writers such as Langston Hughes. He took 16 years off from recording and spent time in jail for a crack cocaine addiction he told NPR last year he had not recovered from. But Gil Scott-Heron said the title song from his 2010 album, I'm New Here, included a line that applied to everyone, including himself.
"You find somebody never made a mistake, you help them start a religion. You can catch yourself sometimes on your way to do something wrong and remind yourself you don't have to do that."
Gil Scott-Heron didn't write that song, but he says he could have. The first line reads, "I did not become someone different that I did not want to be." And as for that long-awaited revolution, Scott-Heron told NPR in the 1985 interview, the first place revolution happens is in the mind. Gil Scott-Heron was 62 years old. Allison Keys, NPR News.
"And I'm sitting placed like a snake. It may be crazy, but I'm the closest thing I have to voice reason. Turn around, turn around, turn around. You may come full circle.